The Troubled Asset Relief Program, known as TARP, came to a formal end over the weekend. It was conceived, you'll recall, at the height of the financial crisis a couple of years ago as a lifeline for troubled banks. We called Wall Street Journal reporter Deborah Solomon and asked her what it means now that TARP is over.
What it means is that the government can no longer spend money on new programs or make new investments, but they still have about $165 billion outstanding, and that money's not being returned right away. They can continue to operate the program until banks and the other companies pay back what they owe.
Although already you've got an interesting bit of information there, because the figure that stuck in everyone's head was $700 billion. That's what Congress was asked for at the beginning in 2008. You said 165 is what is outstanding now. That's how much has been, what, loaned, lost? What is the way to think of it?
Well, it's funny. The $700 billion was probably the worst thing they could have ever done, because they never actually spent that much money. At the peak, I think they actually spent about $365 billion. They've gotten a lot of it back from the banks, and now they have a little bit left outstanding. They expect the program to ultimately lose $50 billion, which is far less than the $700 billion price tag that sort of stunned everybody in 2008 when Hank Paulson went up to the Hill to ask for that.
So almost half the money was never doled out. A lot of it has been returned, and it appears that the vast majority of it will be returned by the end.
That's right. And you saw that American International Group, which was one of the biggest bailouts that the government did, and one of the companies that nobody ever thought would get out from underneath the government's grasp, is actually starting on a path to repay the government. And that's one of the things that's going to help the U.S. recoup some of its losses quicker. And the government actually says it may make a profit on AIG someday.
Why did they pick $700 billion in the first place?
Well, that was the question everybody had. And remember, originally the program was to buy all these troubled assets, these toxic mortgages and things that banks had. And originally they sort of tried to come up with a number. How much would it cost the government to buy these assets? They picked $700 billion, and that's what they asked for.
Just because seven is a lucky number, I imagine.
I guess, although it turned out not to be so lucky, because it became known as the $700 billion bailout. And I think that's one of the things that has made the public so angry about this, is that it's just a huge sum of money. People thought it was this blank check. And as it turns out, they've spent far less than they expected to.
There are already senators and congressmen who've retired rather than defend their vote for TARP. And there are other lawmakers who are in danger of losing their jobs over it this fall.
Well, this is a huge political liability. I mean, you've seen in many races that TARP has become an issue. In Texas, Rick Perry was calling Kay Bailey Hutchinson Kay Bailout Hutchinson. It has just become sort of a lightning rod. Any politician who is in a re-election campaign, even Barney Frank, is having to defend their vote for this program.
Well, we should remember this is a program that was passed under a Republican president, President Bush, and it did get a number of Republican votes as well as Democratic votes at the time.
It did. And, you know, I mean, Henry Paulson actually had to go, he was a Treasury Secretary at the time, actually had to get the Democrats to back him, because Republicans were wary of it at the time. But you saw, you know, the House Republican leader and others rally behind it. And you still have some Republicans who say it was a good thing, but more often than not, the Republicans are seizing on TARP. It's become a metaphor for everything people hate about the government. So you're seeing Republicans who have no choice but to say that TARP is bad.
Well, should we reconsider the underlying facts? I mean, arguments can be left to the politicians, but are the underlying facts different than we thought if it turns out that the cost of this program is more like $50 billion instead of $700 billion?
Well, I mean, it's always hard to tell people that things would have been worse without this. You know, Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, went up to the Hill and said, "This is Armageddon. We wouldn't be asking for this money if we weren't on the brink of total collapse." And at the end of the day, most people agree that if they hadn't done this, the recession would have been much worse, much deeper. We could have 20% unemployment instead of 9.5% unemployment. But again, it's very hard to tell people that things would have been much worse when things already feel so bad.
Deborah Solomon of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Thank you.